Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, August 14th. I'm Ala Kuziz. Missouri Republican state lawmakers are preparing to go back into session to redraw the state's congressional lines, and they're getting pressure to make the map more Republican at the behest of President Donald Trump.
Trump said jump, and all Republicans in Missouri said how high.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum examines how the mid-decade redistricting push could backfire on Missouri Republicans. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. A person is hospitalized in St. Louis after contracting a rare infection from a deadly waterborne amoeba. State health officials say the person had been water skiing at the Lake of the Ozarks in the days before they got sick. The amoeba the person contracted is found in hot springs, lakes, and other warm freshwater bodies. It often proliferates during the hot summer months. It rarely infects humans, but when it does, it enters through the nose and into the brain, where it causes deadly swelling. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports fewer than 170 people have contracted the amoeba since 1962. However, the infection is almost always fatal. Health officials say people should plug their nose when swimming in lakes, ponds, and rivers, and avoid going underwater in hot springs and thermal waters. The family of Samuel Hayes Jr., who died at the St. Louis City Justice Center in July, has filed a lawsuit against the city, workers, and healthcare provider working for the jail. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, a lawyer for his family says they need answers.
The suit lists wrongful death claims against corrections, supervising officers, and the healthcare provider. The suit is also alleging the city did not turn over documents to the family when they filed a sunshine request. Court documents include details of the night Hayes Jr. died. He kept falling over after an altercation with another detainee before he was placed in a restraint chair. Lawyers for Hayes Jr. say he was screaming and convulsing for 20 minutes without anyone routinely checking up on him. Jack Waldron is representing the family.
Their hope would have been that Sam was taken care of and provided with the medical care that he would have needed, and he didn't get that as far as we can tell.
Hayes Jr. is the 20th person to die at the jail since 2020. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
A group of advocates say Ameren needs to stop disconnecting people who were affected by the St. Louis tornado. The utility recently resumed electric shutoffs after a 90-day pause to help people after the disaster. St. Louis Board of Aldermen President Megan Green joined a group of advocates holding protest signs outside of Ameren's Choteau building yesterday.
We're here today because our neighbors who survived the May 16 tornado are very much still living in crisis. And Ameren is not doing enough.
As of June, more than 160,000 Ameren customers were behind on their electricity bills, according to data obtained by the Energy and Policy Institute. The average debt was $130. St. Louisans who developed cancers or other diseases due to radiation exposure can now apply for financial compensation. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley reports.
The Radiation Exposure Compensation Act now allows people in St. Louis City and County and St. Charles County to apply with a printable copy of the 24-page application. Danielle Spradley is a spokeswoman for St. Louis County. She previously worked with Congresswoman Cori Bush on radiation exposure issues. For her, the matter hits close to home.
And I started asking my family questions and then realized that they grew up playing in the creek and then all had cancers. I've just recently learned 3 years ago that it impacted my family. So it's a huge deal for people that have been sick for a long time.
Federal statistics show that around 300,000 people in the region could qualify for compensation. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri's Fort Leonard Wood will see a 30% increase in graduates from its basic training program this year. The U.S. Army exceeded its recruiting goals and created five new basic training companies at the facility 30 miles west of Rolla. Republican Congressman Mark Alford says that increased usage of the post will include improvements in training areas, housing, and infrastructure.
These investments are just a down payment on ensuring that Fort Leonard Wood remains a pillar of our military training and preparedness for generations to come.
Fort Leonard Wood is expected to graduate more than 18,000 soldiers from its 10-week basic training sessions this year. It'll also host an additional 20 graduation ceremonies that attract family members from around the country. A cave-in has forced the popular St. Louis Midtown location of Pappy's Smokehouse to close. Its owner says it could be a week before it reopens. St. Louis Public Radio's Kayvon Mansouri has more.
Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District crews were busy working on the roughly 15-foot cave-in in front of Pappy's Smokehouse Wednesday morning. The street collapsed Tuesday, partially swallowing a delivery truck that drove over it and collapsing a sewer line, forcing the popular barbecue restaurant to close. John Matthews is co-owner of Pappy's Smokehouse. He says the cave-in and water damage from Tuesday's rain could keep the restaurant closed for up to a week.
We'll get through it. I mean, we've got insurance, we've got good people. We'll get on the other side of it and be serving barbecue soon.
A spokesperson with the Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District said it's not clear when repairs to the street will be completed. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri lawmakers probably didn't think as the summer began that they'd likely return in the fall to redraw the state's 8 congressional districts. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the push from President Donald Trump could have huge consequences for Missouri politics.
Trump is pressuring Republican-led states to overhaul their congressional lines ahead of next year's midterm elections. And Trump's staff wants Missouri lawmakers to split Kansas City into multiple congressional districts. That would make it difficult, if not impossible, for Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver to win re-election next year. This gambit seemed ludicrous just a few weeks ago. States almost always redraw their maps at the beginning of a decade after the census. And Missouri lawmakers explicitly rejected efforts to chop up Kansas City into 3 congressional districts in 2022. But Republican State Senator Nick Schroer of St. Charles County says his colleagues must do what they can to protect the fragile GOP majority in the U.S. House.
My biggest issue is, look, I want the strongest map that's going to send the most representatives to D.C. that share Missourians' core constitutional values.
Getting a strong map for Republicans could be easier said than done. Missouri Republicans declined to go after Cleaver in 2022 because they feared that transforming his safe Democratic district into a Republican-leaning one would put Representatives Mark Alford and Sam Graves at risk of losing re-election. Republican House Speaker Pro Tem Chad Perkins of Bowling Green says those concerns remain relevant in 2025.
I think there are only so many votes out there available, right? In an incredibly competitive year, you do put other U.S. congressional seats at risk. I think that is true.
But Trump is putting a lot of pressure on Missouri Republicans. For instance, a White House staffer called Perkins after he expressed misgivings about redistricting to the Missouri Independent. Democratic House Minority Leader Ashley Aune of Kansas City fully expects her GOP colleagues who declined to go after Cleaver in 2022 to reverse course.
They are so blinded by their fear of Trump and what he could do to them and how he could potentially affect the level of power they have in our state, that they are just blindly following the marching orders. Trump said jump, and all Republicans in Missouri said how high.
Missouri Democrats are completely opposed to Governor Mike Kehoe bringing the legislature back for a redistricting special session, even if it ends up helping them in the long term. And Democratic Representative Marlon Anderson of St. Louis says he expects any new map will face a strong legal challenge.
People in this body and in this building needs to do what's right. And if not, we will challenge it legally.
Critics of the GOP redistricting push contend the Missouri Constitution only authorizes redrawing congressional lines immediately after a census. Others point out it would be difficult for lawmakers to have districts with equal population, since the most detailed estimate was more than 4 years ago. Schroer, the St. Charles County Republican state senator, says he expects any map will pass legal scrutiny.
When we're doing these maps in 2022, I can guarantee that people have died, people have moved, people have been born. So the numbers aren't accurate. You're utilizing the census numbers from 22 as a benchmark.
But Republican political consultant David Barklage says Missouri Republicans who want the most Trump-friendly congressional lines possible may ultimately fail.
The unintended consequences of this attempt will actually make several districts much more competitive, and therefore we will have much more thoughtful members of Congress.
Kehoe hasn't ruled out a redistricting special session, which would most likely occur in September. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Tracy Tong edited that story. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Arla Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.